So how was the loaf to work with, by the way?
He was pretty crazy. You know, he's he knows what he wants, and although sometimes it might not be the best thing for the music because he's really not a musician, it's still, you know, it's his band, so whatever he says goes.
Yeah, but you played on several albums with him, right?
The Bat Out of Hell records, and then I did another one of his records called Couldn't Have Said It Better, and then his latest album called Hang Cool Teddy Bear. I'm on a few tracks.
Any live shows with him ever?
Well, I performed with him live for 15 years.
Oh, so yeah. So.
Yeah. The last 15 years, yeah.
Oh, okay. But not during the real heyday of
No. I was still playing with Utopia at the time, so I was spared that that debacle.
Oh, so you don't seem to think it was smooth sailing.
Oh, no, it wasn't. It was a train wreck the first couple of tours because, you know, what happened was the record came out and it didn't make much noise at first, and then... because of a couple of DJs around the country, it just exploded. And when you're struggling, you're totally focused on, you know, on breaking the barrier between being successful or being moderately successful and being hugely successful. And then once you become hugely successful, there are so many trappings involved. There's so many people that want your time. You have to do this. You have to go there. You have to lose sleep. You have to stay up. You have to make everybody, or at least try to make everybody happy. And I think it really took a toll on him.
That's a shame. So at least he does seem like a guy who tried to, please everyone from what you're saying, though.
Well, yeah, I guess to a certain degree, you know. Is Meat a nice guy?
Yeah.
He's not a very nice guy, and he's not a very not nice guy. Uh-huh. He's just a guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he just is, you know.
So what are you doing now is the question we all want to know.
Oh, well, right now, getting ready for a Todd tour. In a couple of weeks, I'll be in Cleveland. And every year, there's a series of concerts that's promoted by this place called Rundgren Radio, which is online as well. And Todd, for the past couple of years, we've been doing a tour. So last year, we did his A Wizard, A True Star. Record from start to finish for about maybe 10 shows, 11 shows in this country. This year we're doing another two records of his. We're doing the Todd album and another record called Healing. So it's a series of concerts that will play Todd records from start to finish. That's what I'm doing in September, but what's even more exciting than that is what I'm doing personally. And I'm working on a brand new CD. All my stuff. I mean, I have a couple of CDs out, so if anybody's interested, they can go and check it out at CassimSultan.com. But this one is going to the one that I'm working on right now is really exciting because I'm having the fans help me make it. In terms of what I'm going to do is there's going to be a link on my starting on Friday, this coming Friday, which is the 13th of August. It's Friday the 13th. I didn't even realize that. Maybe I'll make it Saturday.
I'm going to be going to a bachelor party in Vegas on Friday the 13th, by the way.
Yeah,
so you may never hear from me again.
I'm flying on the 13th as well. But I might just make it after midnight on Friday the 13th, so it'll be Friday. It'll be Saturday the 14th. But in any case...
Go with Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
The way to go.
Yeah, right. I should snub my nose at superstition, shouldn't I?
Embrace the superstition.
Embrace it. Okay, I will. All right. Well, you've convinced me. In any case, this is what you're going to do. You're going to be able to have your picture on the cover of my record, right? So anyone who's a fan of mine will be able to go to the site, and for a few dollars, it's actually like $50, you're going to be able to upload a picture to this site, and I'm going to put it on the cover of my record. I'm cutting it off at 1,000. I can only do 1,000 pictures. So you will have your picture on the cover of my record, and the pictures that are sent to me will make a mosaic of a portrait of me. So,
and can those people come hear you play for a quarter?
No.
That's over.
No. It's not much more than it's. I guess you know what? In terms of today's money, in 2010 money, a quarter is probably $20. A quarter, which was in 1963, a quarter. today would be about $20. So
oh,
that's what I charge at my that's what I charge at my solo shows, like $20 to come and see me. So anyway, what you get for your contribution is you get a CD, you get a poster that is big enough that you can actually see where your picture is on the cover of the record, and you also get entered into a contest to have me come and play in your living room for nothing, for your friends and family.
That's actually cheaper than it was back then.
Yeah, well, if you think about it, you know. Okay. I'm just looking for help to make this record. You know, I need some help in making the record, and I think that this is a great way. And I really don't think it's been done before where actual fan photos have been part of a record cover. Actually, that's not true. Barbara Streisand did it, but it didn't make anything. It was just pictures on a record
cover. And she definitely didn't sing in your house.
No, she definitely would not come to sing. You wouldn't even want Barbara Streisand in your house.
We're both like Brooklyn people. Maybe.
Think of the catering that would have to be done for that. Barbara's coming over. Oh, my God. What are we going to make
for her? I'd have to clean.
Yeah, you would definitely have to clean.
Well, she's not coming to my house.
And you'd probably have to show her pictures that you cleaned first.
My Bar Mitzvah album?
Absolutely.
Would I have to break that out? Because that's a deal breaker.
If you've been Bar Mitzvah, that would probably work in your favor.
You know? There were no Jews at my Bar Mitzvah, by the way. It was all my father's army friends.
Really?
And they actually ran out of the unlimited liquor.
And did you read?
I read the stuff. I never knew what I was saying.
Really?
The rabbi taught me phonetically, and I could have been ordering a ham and cheese sandwich. I wouldn't have known.
And did you get a ham and cheese sandwich?
I don't think so, but it was definitely not heavy on the kosher.
Uh-huh.
And lots of drinking being done by a lot of World War II veterans.
Well, you know.
And I did get to pick up a pair of drumsticks.
Your dad was probably very, very proud. He was very proud.
Yeah, my father, he was an interesting fellow. But that's for another show. We want to hear some of your music, actually.
Oh, okay.
Some of the new stuff. What's going on?
Well, you can't hear any brand new stuff, but...
old new stuff.
From old new stuff is queued up. This is a song from my album called Quid Pro Quo, which is basically, you give me this, I give you that. So I've gotten love and support and friendship from all my fans over the years. So in return, I give them my music.
Okay, so you give me a CD and I play it.
Yes. Here you go.
What's the name of the song?
The song is called Sacrifice.